This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee. Forgive me, my whole computer just crashed.
Okay, all right. Well, good morning, Tara.
Oh my gosh, the timing.
Of course, yeah. Well, okay. Welcome to Monday.
Yeah, welcome to Monday. Literally going on the air, all your show prep just blinks out and goes away. Yeah, I hope you have a better Monday than that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so I'll pick a random thing. Dan Bongino, number two at the FBLI, after Kash Patel. They're losing their minds, by the way, over this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Trump is trying to coup-proof these agencies all the way down to the second, third, fourth. He should just keep going. I don't know who else is on Fox News today. Pick them. Put them in position number three.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, girl, I'll do it. That's fine. I could do that. I'll do it. I've never run the FBI before, but that's okay. I'm going to do a better job than the people who did. Not that hard. You know what I'll do? I'll make mental note to self. Leave choir director at the Catholic Church alone, right? Like, start there.
Hey, I'll help out Sean Duffy at the Transportation Department.
You do great at that, I bet you. You know, but you know what, though? For real, I think real people can run these departments. I believe that.
Yeah.
I don't think this is that hard. And Dan Bongino has law enforcement experience. He knows there. Here's the thing. Why would Trump have done it? If you listen to his podcast, he is an absolute expert on what went wrong at the FBI. And he was one of those who got so deep in the weeds about the coups against Trump at the FBI, including and some of the best audio is in my file on Russiagate is actually Dan Bongino. He was one of the ones who managed to get, supposed to be classified, he got it out. The fact that back in 2017, and I'll never forget this as long as I live, 2017. So Trump wins in 2016, right? It's 2017. And Republicans control Congress. Republicans in Congress are having classified meetings with, remember, the CEO of CrowdStrike, who the FBI relied on entirely for the Russia collusion hoax. He said, we were hacked by Russia. Russia was trying to help Trump because Trump's a foreign agent. Okay, cool. Who was hacked? Well, the DNC server. Oh, can you show us the evidence it was hacked? Because we haven't seen it. Well, we don't actually know if it was hacked. You don't know if it was hacked? No. But if it was probably Russia. That was in a classified meeting. Republicans, including Trey Gowdy, who would spend the next year on TV telling Trump he better cooperate. Well, they got to the bottom of it, knowing the whole time it was fake. There was nothing there. I still don't understand why Trey Gowdy did that or what he got for it. I'd love to know. So when you talk Republican leadership, think Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, all of them knew Russia collusion was fake within months, but kept it going for the Democrats. It was, people forget this, the GOP in Congress made this possible, right? So who was the one who got that internal classified hearing what went on. That was Dan Bongino, who was really a student of how this happened at the FBI. You can't have a better institutional memory than he does from outside the institution. And so this is just Trump trying to coup-proof this agency. And I say, keep going, man. Keep going all the way down to the newsroom, putting people in authority who are not from these agencies and have no history with these agencies of running coups, because that's what those were. I don't think too deep is enough. I think he needs to go further. Pick someone from outside the agency. Pick a fresh voice, fresh mind, somebody who knows what they did, because it's bad. Trump's doing that with the Joint Chiefs over the weekend, too.
Absolutely.
That was, okay, let me explain the Joint Chiefs thing. It's actually fascinating. Remember when Milley, a man who should be on trial, hopefully by June, for treason. I've never seen a clear-cut case of treason than this guy. He's the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, calls up China, our worst enemy on earth, twice to tell them, you know, as Trump is on his way up, Biden's already won the election. You know, it is the fall of 2020 and then January 2021. Don't worry. If Trump gives me an order to attack you, I will disregard the order. Then Milley goes and gets lower ranking officers, generals still, and people like that, admirals, to pledge allegiance to him instead of Trump. That is a classic military coup.
Mm-hmm.
It
sounds like a movie script, but that actually happened in this country.
Yes. And he thought it was so cool, he bragged about it to Bob Woodward, who put it in a book. He's got, if this guy isn't tried for treason, we're in a constitutional crisis. You can't do this. Well, remember, we never learned who the Pentagon staff, the military staff, were who pledged allegiance to Milley. Well, they're still in there. And God knows what they're going to do. Well, James O'Keefe, the investigative journalist, Lee, I don't know if you've heard about this. It's absolutely fascinating what's coming out. James O'Keefe, I don't know if you remember, about a month ago, caught on camera a high-level Pentagon official who was an assistant to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, former FBI agent, discussing secret meetings he was in on to defy and potentially overthrow Trump if he issued orders deemed too controversial by military leadership. People, the Trump transition team thought might still be loyal to Milley. Remember, they took the pledge. They're still there. His name is Jamie Manina, and again, senior advisor to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, former FBI special agent. I mean, this is a crazy story. Says there was a huge meeting with current military leaders and retired military leaders in a secure Pentagon room known as the tank. It's a skiff. It's like a big skiff, so you know you can't spy on it or whatever. So they bring in the retired generals, current generals, some as high-ranking as four-star officers, focused on strategies to protect people from Trump and explore what we can do to counter his incoming administration. Let me translate. Another coup. You don't get to do that. We didn't elect you. If you're Charles Brown, Biden appointed you. That does not trump the will of over 70 million people. So he announces, Trump announces the five. So long story short, after that James O'Keefe video, a frantic internal investigation begins by Team Trump to root out who pledged allegiance to Milley and who has been meeting in this skiff. The former FBI agent. Why is there always an FBI agent when there's evil?
It's funny how that happens.
It's just really weird. So Jamie Manina gets fired. He's the former FBI agent who leaked this whole thing. And then they go through it. This says expect more firings. They're literally going to have to purge this agency so it doesn't attempt to overthrow Trump. This is crazy stuff. I mean, this is like Clancy stuff. Manina's statements to James O'Keefe painted a picture of clandestine efforts within the military establishment to resist Trump's authority and perhaps overthrow him. In the undercover interview, because Menina didn't know he was on camera, he suggested the military might need to act to preserve national security or democratic norms. Who decided you got to decide what's the Democrat norm? Anyway, the video comes out within hours. The Pentagon confirms he's been fired. But the January video set off alarm bells within Trump's transition team, already wary of deep state resistance. And they went on a firing binge. Who got fired? All these Joint Chiefs of Staff guys.
You know what, Tara, it almost sounds like that the three branches of government in this country are the State Department, the intel agencies, and the Defense Department.
They have been. They were. In fact, they were in Trump's last term. And so Trump is very, very afraid, and should be, of coups like this. I mean, he's had them come out of the National Archives, the FBI, the DOJ, and the military. Keep in mind, this is a military that was censoring conservatives. We just found that out last week. They had their own censorship program while paying Reuters $9 million to gig the public. In other words, they were at war with Americans, American conservatives. I mean, this is absolutely an agency that has to be purged. I wouldn't stop with the Joint Chiefs of Staff.